Sitkins often get to hear assembly members musing on budgets, but not often on art. Assembly members donned their art critic hats recently when they reviewed a smattering of submissions for the City Seal redesign project. The current City Seal is showing its age. It depicts a cannon pointing over Sitka Sound towards something that looks like a Tlingit fort. Many have said the seal represents historic and generational trauma for Sitka's indigenous communities. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska Tribal Council and the Assembly discussed changing the seal when the governments met last year. In January, the Assembly launched the redesign process. City staff solicited submissions from local artists, offering a $1,000 prize to the winner. They received 12 designs. They narrowed it down to 7, which were reviewed by the Sitka Tribal Council, along with various city commissions and committees in a roadshow of sorts. Member Kevin Knox, who sponsored the project along with Steven Eisenbeiss, described the selection.
So in your packets, you saw that the different contest entries ranging from line art drawing with you know, some color to some digital graphic entries. Nobody knew the entrance. We got a whole range of people bringing entries forward.
Knox said that most of the entries were well received in that process, though a couple stood out.
Of all the entries that we got, a lot of them were really received quite well. People liked the design ideas, liked the intent, and liked the direction that many of them were going.
And most of the assembly feedback was positive, too. Members picked their favorites and also had some suggestions for changes.
I like it. I think it's a really snazzy design, but it looks like something you'd see on Visit Sitka.
I said number 5. But I'm not an artist, and this is not my wheelhouse.
I presume those are killer whale fins, but they actually, because of the pointed nature, there's something about the artistic rendering which makes them look like a scene out of Jaws.
The 7 designs varied, featuring everything from depictions of Mount Edgecombe to the O'Connell Bridge. Some featured totem poles, canoes, and other tribal imagery. Knox said some members of the public had expressed interest in displaying the name Sitka on the seal, along with Sitka. Assemblymember Richard Ween said he would like to see one of Sitka's more prominent buildings featured in more of the designs, too.
The iconic St. Michael's, for example, in some representation. You know, obviously you can't have everything in there, but there are certain things within Sitka which are probably, you know, very identifiable.
Assembly members gave their feedback and noted their favorites and asked City Planning Director Amy Ainsley to bring back the top 5 for another round of consideration at a future meeting. The Assembly will review those designs and may make a final decision in September. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.